Acoustic on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
If you live in a terraced, a semi-detached house or an apartment, it's likely there have been times you've overheard your neighbours or that your neighbours have overheard you. But at what point does it become too much?
No matter where we were sat, it was still, you know, we could hear it word for word. It was like they were in a room in our house having these arguments.
Acoustic Soundproofing thinks there's a difference between noisy neighbours and neighbour noise. Noisy neighbours are what you would call antisocial. Loud music, arguments, parties, etc. Neighbour noise is simply when quite normal daily activities can be really easily heard. I went to visit one couple who have been having problems with neighbour noise, introducing Paul and Hannah.
We moved in around July 2014. And first year was great, but then after about a year, the family that we were living next door to at the time, they're a normal family with two small children. And what we noticed after about a year, the older the kids get, we were getting a lot of noise coming through, which was running up and down the floor, and it was, you know, thud, thud, thud all day.
Learning to run as well as walk, aren't they?
Yeah. So that was the initial problem we had. And we did a lot of research, didn't we? A lot of Google searches, looking on threads to see what the issue was. And one of the things we came across was about the age of the property. I think it's about a 1950s build, so regulations maybe weren't too high with regards to soundproofing.
And you're a semi-detached house with neighbours on one side.
And then we saw a lot of information on the threads about what is the layout like of your neighbour's house, laminate flooring, all open plan, no curtains, blinds up. There was not a lot of sound-absorbing items. So that was when we originally got in touch with Acoustic about that issue. And then about a year ago, that family moved out, and then a couple then moved in who were just on their own, and it was fine, wasn't it, for about 8 months, where we didn't really get too much noise. And then around Christmas time, they tend to have a lot of heated discussions, which were nothing really overly antisocial, but it was just coming through in all aspects of our house, no matter where we were sat, upstairs in our extension that wasn't attached. It was still, you know, we could hear it word for word. It was like they were in a room in our house having these arguments. So that was when, again, we then got in touch with Acoustic again, and we considered moving at one point. Because some of the
that's quite a big thoughts across your mind, isn't it? That you know, noise could make you actually move.
I think people underestimate the impact that noise can have on the way you feel. We felt like we couldn't relax in our own home. We were dreading coming home some nights. Even when it was quiet, we were dreading what might come next. Was it going to start? So it has a real big impact, which I don't think you can really appreciate unless you've experienced it.
And you then had an added factor, because it's soon to be more than just the two of you.
Yes, we're having a baby in July.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, that was another reason why we decided to get it done, really, because we didn't want them to hear us the way we heard them as well. We didn't want to be disturbing them. Okay. As much as they were disturbing us.
So after researching on the internet, where there seemed to be quite limited information on how other people have dealt with sound issues, and looking at reviews on sites such as Trustpilot, Paul and Hannah decided getting in touch with Acoustic Soundproofing was the next step. Rick Parsons explains what he thought when he did his first visit to the property to consider the different options.
There's two reasons really to come and visit, and that is one, to do the kind of site survey, measuring up, looking at where our materials can be fitted to reduce sound, the size of that space, and anything else that may be in the way, like gas pipes or electric sockets, any window height or door height you might have to take into consideration. So a physical site survey is part one. And part two is to talk through about how sound works and how effective a solution may be. There's a whole range of different options. If I pick the top one, Genie Clip, that can lose about 4 or 5 inches off your wall. So that's a big consideration if you're in a smaller space. There are thinner options, but they wouldn't be as effective. So one of the things, because we've been in touch with Paul and Hannah for some time, was we'd gone straight to that top solution, the Genie Clip, in the two alcoves either side of the chimney breast and in the dining room area, which were the main two downstairs areas that the sound had come through. Around the chimney breast, we didn't want to extend that so far, and that's partly because a chimney breast, by its very nature, is two layers of material, which is a bit like a double glazed unit, and so less sound typically would come through that.
Rick mentioned something there called a Genie Clip. It's considered to be one of the best solutions when it comes to soundproofing, and Acoustic is one of only two suppliers in the UK. But how does that work? How can it actually reduce noise?
You're basically creating a new wall within that wall with tiny little clips that work like shock absorbers to absorb that sound energy. Very, very effective, very efficient, and relatively easy to install. If you were to build the perfect soundproof scenario, you'd build a room inside a room and you'd fully enclose it. But the cost of doing that and the loss of space would put most people off ever considering it. But because the decision was made to go for a very high-end solution on the wall, that stops sound coming through into the lounge area where we are now or into the dining room area next door and then going up through the ceiling. So it's reducing the amount of sound energy that's got access to all of that ceiling space.
And so the big question, what has happened to the sound?
I think if we were sat here now, you'd be able to hear the television on. You know, even over our conversations here, we'd be able to hear the television, sneezes, coughing, laughing, and that sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, touch wood, it's only been a couple of weeks, but we can definitely tell the impact.
And how did you two find the installation process? How did that go for you?
It was fantastic, wasn't it? Yeah,
we can't recommend them enough. We were expecting a lot more mess, a lot more upheaval. The guys that came out and did it, they were amazing.
The way they left it as well in terms of tidying up, we couldn't recommend them enough. Anyone who was thinking of using them or going through similar issues.
And then it gave you an excuse to have a redecorate. It looks very lovely in here.
yes, thank you, yeah.
What would any of you say, if there's somebody out there who's listening thinking, do you know what, that's just like me, I have a neighbour, they're not doing anything wrong, and yet I can hear them living their life. Mm. What would you say to somebody? You've lost a couple of inches off your wall, but how has it affected you?
I think the losing the space off the wall, now it's been done, it's barely noticeable. Yeah. So if you can afford to lose that space, then it's definitely worth it.
Thanks very much to Paul and Hannah for letting Stray FM into their house and to Rick from Acoustic. For more details, search online for Acoustic soundproofing, or you can get links to the site as well as lots of pictures of the installation at Paul and Hannah's house at strayfm.com/home.
Acoustic on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.